Radio.net.
Radio for Catholic and other Christians. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Welcome to Stories from the Heart. I'm your host, Sandra McDevitt. Today on Stories from the Heart, the true story of a missionary priest who encourages his parishioners to use their rosary instead of weapons against an aggressive force. Stay tuned to find out what happens, plus the hymn, Queen of the Holy Rosary, and a short talk on the rosary, all on another Stories from the Heart. Prevented by the rosary. In Central Oceania, there is an island so beautiful as to suggest the comparison of a basket of flowers on the water. A ledge of rocky coral, like a huge chaplet, encircles the land at every point, and the sun seems to shine with unwonted splendor in passing over this enchanted isle. It takes its prosaic name of Wallace from the English captain who discovered it in 1767. This land of beauty was formerly peopled by pagans. These have been converted to Catholicity by a priest of the Society of Mary, Father Batillon, who eventually became a bishop. He began his labor among them in 1837. After 3 years of fatigue, privation, sufferings, and persecution of every kind, he succeeded in gathering together 1,000 catechumens. Among the little flock was a young chief, Tangahula by name. The missionary was also in hopes of gaining over to Christianity Polavia, another chief, whose military exploits had won for him the title of the Great Warrior. The task of instructing him was not an easy one. However, he finally professed himself convinced of the truths of Christianity and was admitted among the catechumens. The good missionary was overjoyed, but for some unknown reason, Tangahula received the new convert with marked coldness. Polavia could not brook his haughty demeanor. The instinct of his savage nature lit up anew within him, and heedless of his sacred promise, he determined to take vengeance not only in Tangahula, but in all the Christians with him. His first step was to league himself with Poole, a brother of the king, and an enemy to Christianity. They soon after induced the king himself to side with them, and war was declared. The dreadful news spread like wildfire. The Christians sought refuge in a neighboring islet, and their enemies pitched their tents directly in front of them on Wallace Island. The belligerents were separated only by a small river. For 15 days, the pagans contented themselves with ravaging the plantations of the Christians and burning their houses. The sight of the consuming flames excited a fierce desire of revenge in the breast of the new converts, and it was only with great difficulty that they could be persuaded from crossing the stream and attacking their enemies. "We are Christians," said the good missionary to them, "and like Christians must we revenge ourselves." He then recommended them to say the rosary for their persecutors. Thus they continued till the end of the 15 days, when the hostile forces withdrew, without having attempted either to cross the river or strike a blow. All danger seemed over, so Tangahula said to the missionary, "They have retreated, as you see, and there is now no reason why we should not return to rebuild our homes and cultivate our fields." The demand was reasonable, and Father gave his consent. "Should we be attacked, may we defend ourselves?" I hope, said the missionary, you will not be reduced to that extremity. At any rate, we have confidence in her who is called, not in vain, Our Lady of Help. Thereupon the good father took a piece of white cloth and made a banner on which he pasted a picture of the Blessed Virgin, and giving it to the young chief said, Depart, this banner will bring you blessings. Full of enthusiasm, Tongahala seized the flag, and summoning around him all the men that could be spared, crossed over to Wallace Island. On reaching the bank, he planted his standard, like one taking possession of an unknown land. Then, prostrating themselves on the ground, all prayed that she whose image waved above them might be their protectress. When they had finished their devotions, Tongahala dispatched a messenger to the king to inform him that they had come with no hostile intentions, that their only purpose was to rebuild their houses and cultivate their fields, and that they desired peace, but if attacked, they would fight and die in defense of their religion. The messenger's manly bearing and speech were construed by the king as defiance. With laconic brevity, he replied, You shall be attacked tomorrow. The announcement did not surprise Tongahala, and he immediately informed the missionary, who lost no time in repairing to the post of danger. On the morning, both armies drew up in front of each other. The shedding of blood seemed inevitable. On one side stood the Christians, beads in hand, unwilling to be the assailants, but if assaulted, ready to exchange their rosaries for less pacific weapons. The whole army, said the priest, prepared for battle by the recitation of the beads. Then, strong in the strength of God Himself, strong in the protection of the Blessed Virgin, in whose intercession we placed full confidence, I pronounced with a loud voice those words of the prophet, Let the Lord arise, and his enemies shall be scattered. The infidels, who were advancing, suddenly halted at these words and remained motionless as if petrified. In vain they tried to encourage one another, but the blood seemed frozen in their veins. To express the feelings which took possession of them, the natives used an idiom of their own language, which literally translated means, Our hearts fell to the ground. For 3 days and nights they remained in the same posture, gazing at one another like idiots, oppressed by a fear which they could neither account for nor shake off. At the expiration of this term they dispersed and returned to their villages like men insensible to everything around them. Thus did God, through the intercession of Mary, Queen of the Holy Rosary, render the Christians victorious and disperse their enemies. New buildings arose, the land was cultivated, and Wallace Island flourished in peace under the auspices of its august patroness, Queen of the Holy Rosary. Is known under many titles. Our Lady of Prompts the Corps, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Perpetual Help, to name just a few. But there is one in which she is called Queen, and that title is Queen of the Holy Rosary. Tradition tells us that Our Lady gave the rosary to Saint Dominic. Of course, prayer beads had been around for some time, but the rosary was given to meditate on the lives of Jesus and Mary to a people who were mainly illiterate at the time. Now, the rosary has remained a popular devotion for over 700 years. The rosary is divided into the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries. A fourth has been added called the Mystery of Light. 18 mysteries come from the New Testament, one from sacred tradition, and that is the Assumption of Mary, and her crowning of Queen of Heaven from images from the Book of Revelation. When praying the rosary, one should meditate on that particular mystery. For instance, when praying the mystery of the birth of our Lord, after the first Hail Mary, visualize the scene of Mary and Joseph traveling to Bethlehem. After the second Hail Mary, visualize their arriving and finding no room at the inn. After the third Hail Mary, visualize their finding shelter in the stable. Go through each Hail Mary, revisiting the story of the first Christmas. Each Hail Mary should be a meditation on the particular mystery you are praying. When Our Lady appeared to Saint Bernadette at Lourdes, the first thing Bernadette did was to take out her rosary and kneel down. As Bernadette prayed, Our Lady did the same thing, saying nothing but the glory be at the end of each decade. At Fatima, she told the children to pray the rosary often. Pope Pius XI dedicated the whole month of October to the Holy Rosary. And after the victory of the Christians over the Muslims in the Battle of Lepanto, the Pope declared October 7th as the Feast of the Holy Rosary. And when it was against the law to teach the Catholic faith and death for priests to say Mass in Ireland, Irish mothers taught their children stories of the lives of Jesus and Mary through recitation of the Rosary. There are 15 promises given to Blessed Alan to those who devoutly pray the rosary. Email me if you wish a copy. Thank you for joining us on Stories from the Heart. Today's true story, War Prevented by the Rosary, was published in The Young Catholic Messenger of the Sacred Heart. For a copy of this or any of my stories, email Sandra at AveMariaRadio.net. Stories from the Heart is recorded in the studios of Ave Maria Radio. I'm Sandra McDevitt. May God bless the rest of your day.
Missed a show? Not sure if it came from Ave Maria Radio? Go to AveMariaRadio.net. A list of shows and hosts are there. And if you find the show you're looking for, you can hear the whole thing again by going through the Ave Maria Radio audio archives. For 2 years, we've recorded nearly every show from Ave Maria Radio. Just click on the audio archives message located at the center of our homepage. Now you even have more reasons to become a radioactive Catholic by going to AveMariaRadio.net.
If you had a choice, would you want to live till you're 80 or 40? Well, what about your car? 10 years or just 5 years? We can't control when we die, but you're likely to double the life of your vehicle when you get regular maintenance at Fauzi's Auto Repair.
Maintenance, it's a must. Power steering, brake, transmission. That's the last thing on their mind is changing these fluid. It's forgotten.
For example, failing to flush your engine coolant can clog the heater core. This not only can result in having no heat in the winter, but eventually produces mechanical failure.
You know, most failure is basically neglect.
Why spend thousands of dollars on mechanical failures when a small fraction can greatly extend the life of your vehicle? Go to Fauzi's Auto Repair today to see what you could potentially save in just 5 years. Call Fauzi today at 734-